When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Right now, Jason Leisure, Dan Wiederer, they're just sharpening knives.
Jason Leisure.
You're right about miserable Jason Leisure. He joins us now.
I feel like Stu Gatz doesn't really like this segment.
I think you're great. I think you're miserable.
The one thing that you and I have in common is that we both don't like this segment.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
Most coaches get months to get ready for their first game. For you, you know, you had a week. Yeah. So how are you doing as far as getting the operation leading up to the game and then on game day the way you want? And obviously you still have 4 more weeks to try to fine tune that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the operation leading up to it was fine. I don't make excuses. Whether I have a week or have 5 months, the goal is to win football games. We didn't win. So that's going to be my only focus today and moving forward.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Jason Leisure is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. I got some stuff I need at the house. I'm going to have to hit them up to do some stuff. Jason Leisure does an incredible job of covering the Bears for the Sun-Times, and he's a weekly guest on the Spiegel and Holmes show, and he joins us now. Hey, Mr. Leisure, how are things?
Hello. You guys look good. Both of you guys look good. Lawrence, is that like a maroon sweater?
Yeah, like a cranberry, I think, is what we're going with today. I appreciate the compliment. Thank you very much.
Matt, you're looking sharp. You got something after this or what?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Going to see some good Chicago music in a beautiful location tonight. Andrew Bird over at the 4th Presbyterian Church. But really, I'm dressed like this because I'm not invited to the Odyssey holiday party, which is later on.
It's going on now, right?
Yeah, it's happening. They're all gathering right now.
I saw Layla and Marshall walk out of here.
Oh,
they're all ready to go ice skating.
Oh, that's nice. That's great. They're going to have fun. It's during our show. It always is, Jason. I hate the world. Hi, buddy.
I've never been to a work Christmas party ever.
Never?
I don't know if they had one or I didn't go. I just have never been to that's kind of a rite of passage as an adult in the workforce, I think, is the company holiday party, but I've never been to one.
Even in Miami, because I feel like when you were in Miami, that would have been the time to go to a company holiday party, or maybe not the time to go.
That'd have been fun. I'm always busy, though. I predominantly have covered NBA and NFL in my career, so that's one of the things that happens. Lawrence, you know this from covering the NFL beat, is it's really about days of the week. It's really not about whether, you know, Christmas or Thanksgiving or somebody's birthday is on a particular day in your house. It's really like Christmas Day is a Wednesday this year. And it's like any other Wednesday in the football calendar.
There was a moment during the Niners game when the graphic on the Fox broadcast came up. And the Bears were listed in the hunt. They were 4-8.
They technically are.
They technically are
even after the loss. Do you guys ever go on the? My favorite thing is that for this is the New York Times playoff simulator. Okay. I don't know if you guys have ever been on that, but you can go through and you can change every result, and it gives you a probability of them making the playoffs. And I was trying to figure out Sunday during the game. It very early started on this project Sunday. Believe me. Of are they eliminated if they lose today? Because that was already pretty much a done deal by the end of the first quarter. And you could still change enough results to get them in some kind of multi-team tie where they would get in. If they won out, and Washington won out, or lost out rather, and some other things happened, you could still get the Bears in. So they are technically not mathematically eliminated, but all it would take is Washington winning any game or the Bears losing any game, which I believe one of those things will happen.
So, I mean, we heard it from Jalen Johnson on Monday, and I wonder how much you're hearing it and or feeling it from other players, etc. This idea that all that's left is to put good things on tape. Like, the players seem to be playing out the string of this season, which could make for some sketchy performances if they are not together from here on out.
It's scary to think of what those games look like when you have that lack of cohesion, because that's really how it manifests. It's not people not playing hard, because everyone that plays that game has personal, professional pride for one, but they also have financial incentive, whether they're under contract for 2025 or not, to improve their stock, improve their numbers, improve their grading and things like that. The problem is, if you get guys that are really just looking to do what's best for them, that is not usually a way to win.
For how we talked about this opportunity that was in front of the Bears, it didn't come through, and I'm not shocked by that because of you having an interim coach and him having to figure a lot of things out. As you're watching the game, was there anything that surprised you at how it played out after listening to those guys talk about the excitement for the experience?
I was surprised that a San Francisco team that is injured and struggling just demolished them like that from the start. That it's 24-0 before you even really open your eyes. And it'd be different if that happened, you know, if you look back to last year, the last time they lost that badly was to the Chiefs down in Arrowhead. And that game could have been 100-0 if the Chiefs had kept everybody in and really wanted it. I think the 49ers probably could have scored 50 if they had really wanted to keep running up the score. The 49ers are a sub-500 team with you know, an MVP candidate on injured reserve, or out at least, in McCaffrey. And it was just dominant. And this Bears team should not be that far away. This roster should not be that far away.
So why does it feel as far away as it does? Because that's the thing. Coming in here on Monday after that thing, it was like, oh my God, it feels so far away.
Yeah.
Are we talking about bad roster building from Ryan Poles, or are we talking about something that, like, a culture that was just so decayed and so broken that they look worse than the roster is right now?
Every problem you could mention is a Ryan Poles problem. He's at the top of the organization there in terms of the football side. So any problem with Shane Waldron or Matt Eberflus or whatever, is you trace it right up to Ryan Poles. And he has mostly avoided the blame for that. We talked about this last time I was on, about his public approval rating. And one of the things he said in an interview I had with him in August was he thought it was weird. He objected to the media always pinning this win-loss record on Matt Eberflus, but out the other side of your mouth, crediting Ryan Poles for making a lot of progress personnel-wise. Well, he doesn't have to worry about that anymore. The record is his now. We're not on Matt Eberflus. Like, this is now your record of 14-33, I think it is now. I see a few problems here of why a roster that I think still should be a playoff roster is now just plunging toward a top five pick. I think that the biggest problem has been mismanagement, that Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron mismanaged this roster. And you see so many guys on this team that are not what you thought they were, or not what they were last year. And there's not an injury that explains it or anything like that. I think Caleb Williams would have been better than this had he had better coaching and better management around him. But I think the huge flaw in the roster for Ryan Poles, the one that has really just undercut a lot of the good that is on the ledger for him for 2024, is he thought he had a league average offensive line with great depth. And neither one of those things is even close to true. I was going through, Lawrence, you know these flip cards you get before the game?
I love the flip card.
I do.
It's on good stock.
It is. It's glossy. It's got both teams. But I was going through the Bears depth chart, the first string, and just making a shopping list. You can see I was circling positions and everything like that. I circled every position on the offensive line besides Darnell Wright. You need a massive overhaul on your offensive line. You need a lot of other things too. And you only have so many resources. It has been a challenge to rebuild the Bears from what Ryan Poles inherited and with some resources that had already been compromised in advance by Ryan Pace. But, man, the shopping list shouldn't be this big, I don't think, going into year four. And I don't know if you have enough ammo to throw at that. I mean, if you want to solve...
Isn't that crazy considering, like, that's been... The thing that Ryan Poles can lean on is like, well, look at all this cap space we've got.
Stockpiling
assets. Look at these. Yep. And now you're in a place where you have to replace pretty much your entire offensive line because the two guys that are supposed to be good at scouting offensive line have been bad at it.
Hmm. Yeah. And if you want to fix the offensive line, you totally can because you've got picks like 9, 36, and 40 or something as of now. That's a starting tackle in the first round and two really good interior instant starter offensive linemen in the second round. But then what are you doing about all these other problems? Because there's two sides to this flip card, and I've got a few things circled on defense too.
Yeah,
defensive tackle, defensive end. You don't find those guys in the third round. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, that defensive line, I keep thinking about that. Just because if you can't get anything done with your defensive line and your whole team knows it in terms of stuff in the run, I know there's no Andrew Billings, but my God, those linebackers and Kyler and everybody were biting on every single bit of play action and misdirection that Kyle Shanahan did. Every single little bit.
Yeah, that was the first touchdown. It was Tyreek Stevenson biting way too hard on the play action and then can't catch up with Juwan Jennings.
Because they know they can't stop the run. Yeah. A lot of that is because they know their own defensive line is so terrible. So they're being super aggressive, and a guy like Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy, they just they took advantage of the middle of the field again and again and again. Jason, this is why you want a strong defensive line, so the entire second level and third level can just stay at home and do their job.
And it's why on the flip side, you want an excellent mastermind offensive coach like Kyle Shanahan, where you could take away his pieces and he is still such an accomplished and intelligent strategist that he can still attack your weaknesses. And man, if you're the Bears, where's the let up when it comes to that? You think Kevin O'Connell is sitting there, doesn't know what to do? Ben Johnson after that? Matt LaFleur at the end of the season? You don't think he'll have any ideas of how to attack this defense? This defense had been really, really good, and their overall numbers for the season are very good. So someone that doesn't watch Bears games, someone that's sitting in Idaho and looks up NFL stats for the season is going to see the Bears rank pretty high in everything. But we've been trying to tell you. If you've been listening on here when we've been talking, if you've been reading in the Sun-Times, we've been trying to tell you for weeks this defense is bleeding. It's crumbling. And that part doesn't surprise me about Sunday's result. You asked what surprised me about it. I wasn't surprised that they had a lot of trouble defensively because that has been coming.
It's funny, too, because if you go back, and I remember that when I was on the Midday Show, we were out at Circa, and we were talking about them still needing a defensive end, and then they make the trade for Daryl Taylor at before the season starts, and you're like, oh, well, okay, that gives them another body. But the idea that wasn't a priority, that just because you had Montez Sweat didn't mean that your problems were solved, that Jervon Dexter is still a bit of a project, and I think that he's been okay at playing three technique, and I think that he's been better this year than he was last year at doing the job. You still didn't have enough, and you didn't, and it made it so that offenses could go, well, we could just isolate Montez, and then we'll be able to do what we need to do. And that's what they've done. And so, like, it just strikes me that the importance of that seemed to rank so low for them, and they don't understand that once you start talking about quarterback and receiver, it's go get the person that gets the quarterback as being a big part of what your defense needs. And whether it's the three technique or the other end, they have not made it a priority. And it's horrible that that is the case.
Yeah, and now you look at, let's say they have the number five pick in the draft, Lawrence. You're like, oh, that'd be great to solve their pass rusher problem. But then who's playing left tackle for you? And then what's your plan at defensive tackle? And there's too many holes at the premium spots this far along. That is a big problem in Ryan Poles.
You might have to draft a safety high.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't. You're right. You're right in highlighting the need that you're highlighting, but you just can't. You can't. You have too many more important things that have to be fixed. To me, my priority list in building any roster would be quarterback, pass rusher, left tackle. And then we talk about, you know, wide receivers and corners. Even though that is the order I would generally go in, if I had to pick one problem to just throw resources at and fix, it is that Caleb Williams cannot play behind this offensive line next year. He cannot play behind this type of offensive line. I will take my chances with a defense that's going to give up 30 points a game rather than expose him to what he's been exposed to this year, where he might set the NFL record for most times sacked in a season.
Which is why. What's the number, 76?
Yeah, I think it's 76 with David Carr. But, I mean, you look at that, you look at Matt Eberflus, you look at Shane Waldron, and you're sitting here saying, if you're Caleb Williams, and he's never said anything like this publicly, to his credit, or privately, that I've heard, you're saying, this was everything I was worried about.
No, he's never said it.
Everything
he's never
I was worried about coming here.
Yeah, it's an ugly situation. We have some Bears roster moves that just crossed moments ago, Jason. The Bears have placed DeAndre Carter on injured reserve with that hamstring injury. They signed a defensive lineman, Jonathan Ford, from the Packers practice squad. That always feels good.
You get all that information.
Yeah, and then they added a running back, Royce Freeman, the former Bronco. Yeah, the former Bronco, to the practice squad. They have a need for a running back, and boy, do they ever. Add that to the list. I mean, I know he's just signed DeAndre Swift, obviously, but he has a negative nose for anything between the tackles. It's remarkable. I was very wrong about him.
You hate him more than you should, Speed.
You
really do. I'm like, when you go off on your DeAndre Swift stuff, I'm like,
I was wrong.
Been fine.
I don't like when it's exposed that I was wrong, because I looked at him as a possible bell cow, because there was some usage of him like a bell cow in Philly where they really leaned on him, but that's a much better offensive line that opened much bigger holes. And you see him, the way that he runs on the inside zone stuff, he just falls down for that second or third yard or dives flat and doesn't do what we see good running backs do between the tackles at all.
I understand why you feel that way. He can very easily have 1,000 yards before the year is up.
Yeah, I know. But it'll be 3 yards in a play where he could have gotten 5 or 6. And I grew up loving Thurman Thomas and Emmitt Smith, guys like that who would, if there was 5 or 6 to get, that's what they would get. And that's what you need in the NFL, and he's just not that at all.
Can I throw a roster question at you guys that I've been thinking about with the Bears?
Sure.
One of these things I circled on my flip card for my shopping list for...
I love that you're doing that for the Twitch people, by the way.
It's like the NFL's version of Jules. You're going to the Jules. You know, you got the draft and the free agency. One of the positions I circled was the second starting outside corner, Tyreek Stevenson.
Oh, boy.
What do you do with Tyreek Stevenson right now?
We spent some time talking about this earlier in the week. To me, the conclusion is you let him play and you say, be aggressive. Find what it was that you thought made you special at the beginning of the year. If you want to go out there and be a clown and even take a 15-yard penalty at some point, we need you to find your, not on the sideline, not tripping a guy, but actually playing the game. If you want to be a little bit more aggressive, go for it.
Let me be the first to suggest this. Because Terrell Smith will get a lot more of the snaps, perhaps, moving forward, as they're time splitters. Tyreek Stevenson, strong safety. if Jaquan Brisker is unable to keep playing.
Oh God, I hate when we do the position switch.
I know, but you know he's good. He's pretty good in run support, and his instincts are to fly towards the ball carrier. I know.
Let me ask you this,
I don't trust him in one-on-one coverage, and neither do you.
The skill set that he has and the investment that you made in him as a football player exclusively, as a player on the field on Sundays, he does bring value to you as a depth piece at corner.
Yeah.
And maybe even in this hypothetical that you're throwing out there, Matt. But what about his history tells you that he will accept and handle something like that well?
Yeah, no, he didn't accept and handle the slap on the wrist after the Hail Mary very well, did he?
No.
I think if it's me, he's got to go. And I think that is not necessarily a problem that the Bears have to solve through resources in the offseason, because one of the things on the positive side of the ledger of what they accomplished the last 3 years, both Ryan Poles in talent acquisition and Matt Eberflus in player development, is they're loaded at corner. They have three backups that can play at corner. And it's really like that gives you the luxury to say that a second round pick who doesn't really work out, like Tyreek Stevenson, who is not even giving you the trade-off of good play with all of the antics and all of the other issues, not even giving you the trade-off of, well, it's kind of worth it because, you know, look how good he is. He's not giving you that. And I don't picture him buying into and just getting on board with the idea of, well, you're going to be a backup, you're going to play, you know, in rotation, or you're going to, you know, you'll start if somebody gets hurt. I just don't see that going well.
Jason, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
It's Jason Leisure from the Sun-Times. We love talking with him. There's some baseball for us to cover on the north side of the city. Don't go anywhere, because there's some stuff that we need to get into here as well. And you're going to hear about all the stuff from the baseball man of the Cubs. I wonder what cheap line he's going to peddle this time to say he doesn't want to spend money to get free agents. See, that's who you should be mad at, not DeAndre Swift. It's next on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.